On the banks of the Delaware, across from the wilds of Little Tinicum Island, and a stone's throw from the airport, sits the 211-year-old Lazaretto Quarantine Hospital. Imposing brick.
It looks like a Georgian, manor house, right on the riverfront. And if you didn't know what it was here for, you would think, this is a lovely country retreat.
David Barnes is an historian at the University of Pennsylvania who studies public health. He uncovered the history of this now abandoned building. The Lazaretto tells the story of what came before it was built.
The Lazaretto was built in response to a series of devastating yellow fever epidemics in the 1790s in Philadelphia.
Barnes is writing a book on the Lazaretto's role as a maritime quarantine facility. The massive building was meant to stand guard on the river.
On the theory that yellow fever might be imported from overseas, arriving ships were stopped and inspected and either allowed to proceed to the city or detained for a period of time, sick passengers and sailors isolated and treated until they got better.
In 1801, when the hospital opened, quarantine was thought to be one of the few methods available to keep disease from reaching the city. And few diseases had ravaged Philadelphia more than yellow fever.
Up until the 20th century, yellow fever was a huge scourge of cities. People in urban areas, particularly those on waterways, feared this every spring.
Dr. Robert Hicks is director of the Mütter Museum.
The exact method of the transmission of the disease was not fully understood as it is today. There was no way to eliminate it medically.
In 1793, when yellow fever hit, doctors disagreed about the source of the disease and how to treat it.
When it struck, the consequences were absolutely horrific. Fevers, inability to muster up much energy for things. These were some of the first symptoms, but they could be anything. But the more severe versions of yellow fever were absolutely horrifying to behold when people would begin effectively vomiting up their stomach lining. The black vomit would be the real lethal calling card that it has arrived.
Accounts of the 1793 outbreak painted the image of a city in turmoil.
If you could get out of town, you got out of town. You might have been alarmed as a visitor to see corpses outside of houses that had simply been left on the curb. If you went into places of business, perhaps you might even find people dying inside the premises or unable to even fend for themselves. So it was a pretty ghastly scene.
Philadelphia was still the capital of the United States. With George Washington away at Mount Vernon, the epidemic shut down the U.S. government.
And it threatened everything. The young United States Congress didn't even know if it had a legal authority to meet anywhere but Philadelphia. So with members of Congress fleeing town, could they even meet and conduct the business of government? They didn't know, so what they did was nothing.
Today we know you can't get yellow fever from person-to-person contact. Historian David Barnes.
We now know what causes yellow fever. Yellow fever is caused by a virus which is spread by mosquitoes, by a particular kind of mosquito, the female of the Aedes aegypti species.
The disease was probably brought into the port on a ship that had been through the West Indies, bringing infected mosquitoes and larvae back with it. Historian David Barnes.
In 1793, almost 5,000 people were killed. In 1798, it was estimated that more than two-thirds of the city's population fled, and of those that remained, 20% were killed. So really very deeply traumatic catastrophes that marked the psyche of Philadelphia residents and Philadelphia city leaders for decades thereafter.
Before the Lazaretto was built, there was an existing maritime quarantine building at Fort Mifflin, much closer to the city.
After repeated epidemics, it was clear that this quarantine wasn't working. So the city decided that it needed a new quarantine facility farther away. The old one was simply too close to the city, and it was too easy for people from the city to have contact with the ships and the passengers that were undergoing quarantine.
When the new Lazaretto opened in the spring of 1801, it was one of the largest buildings in the United States. At the time, it was state-of-the-art. It remained in use as the official quarantine facility for the Port of Philadelphia until 1895. Dr. Robert Hicks.
It's a little difficult to get into the mind of doctors in the late 1700s to see what it was like. We can say now, gee, if only they knew about mosquitoes, if only they had good microscopes, maybe they could all figure this out.
In a way, the lazaretto worked by default. Even though nobody knew it was the mosquitoes, and not the people, detaining the sailors and ships did keep the mosquitoes away as well. In a few hundred years, who knows what people will say about the way we deal with diseases we don't fully understand. For The Pulse, I'm Jeanette Woods.